Hey, Judy. Judy Russick is with us. Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic here at WIPR and at Midday. You've been doing theater reviews for years and years. We are grateful. It's part of the reason that the membership donations that we get every day and every year and every one of these pledge drives is so important, and we are grateful. So it's good to see you. And today we want to talk about a show called Deceived. It's at the Everyman Theater. It's adapted from a much earlier play called Gaslight. And there's been lots of adaptations of Gaslight, that's for sure. It's a famous movie, too, among other things, right?
Absolutely. Gaslight actually started out as a play in 1938. It's by a British playwright named Patrick Hamilton. 2 years later, it became a movie called Angel Street. And 4 years after that comes the movie that you're referring to, directed by George Cukor, called Gaslight, and starring Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. I watched that movie again, and it is a crackerjack movie. I mean, it's a real psychological thriller. The script that Everyman is using debuted in 2022 at the Shaw Festival in Canada. It's a thriller with a tinge of melodrama. It's by a pair of Canadian writers, Jonna Wright and Patty Jameson, and it's adapted from the original play, and of course they renamed it, they called it Deceived. They make quite a few other changes. They trimmed the cast down to just four essential characters, and they eliminated the role of the detective. But the core of the plot is still a husband trying to convince his wife that she is losing her mind. The wife, Bella, they're living in a house in London. It's a house where an unsolved murder took place some years before. Jack goes off to work every night, though it's never entirely clear what that work is. Meanwhile, Bella has become more and more frightened after he leaves each night. She hears sounds overhead, and the gaslights, the play takes place in 1911 at the turn of the 20th century, the gaslights flicker and dim. Bella also seems to have become very forgetful lately. She keeps losing things, misplacing things. Jack is, at best, patronizing about all of this. He feels her nerves are frayed, or worse, he keeps insisting that she needs more rest to get over this. I have a clip of Bella talking to their housekeeper, Elizabeth, about the noises and the dimming gaslight. This is Katie Kleeger as Bella and Deborah Hazlett as Elizabeth. Let's listen.
Elizabeth.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that you don't hear these strange sounds, and maybe it is my imagination, but do you see? Look, the gaslight. It goes down.
It goes down,
yes, at night, when I'm alone, just a little bit. Can't you see right now it is down?
Well, I can't say that I do see it, but if it's just a little bit, perhaps I've never noticed.
That's Katie Kleeger and Deborah Hazlett in Everyman Theater's production of Deceived. So, Judy, you call this a thriller with a tinge of melodrama. You could say that about any edition of Midday, generally, but, you know, this play indeed. So that sounds like a kind of a tricky combination to actually pull off. I mean, does this cast of four folks succeed?
Well, I should say the production's directed by Vincent M. Lancisi, Everyman's founder and artistic director. Melodrama is built into Patrick Hamilton's original script, but Deceived balances it with a more modern look at gender inequities, a phrase that certainly didn't exist in Patrick Hamilton's day. In terms of acting challenges, I want to start by focusing on the two main characters. Jack, the husband, is the show's scariest character, the villain, to stick to melodrama for a moment. He's clearly up to something, and Zach Powell plays him as passive-aggressive. He's manipulating his wife. And he does this by being overly solicitous and seemingly caring one moment and then bullying her the next. The charm that attracted Bella to Jack, though, is difficult to find. He's just too condescending. Katie Kleeger's nuanced portrayal of Bella is at the heart of this production. Her Bella is not a cliched damsel in distress. Kleeger plays her as a fully realized, three-dimensional, intelligent, and trusting woman. And she wins our sympathy early on and keeps it. The play's central question is whether Bella is truly insane or whether her husband is driving her insane. And if so, can she save herself? That's the central issue in Wright and Jameson's Deceived. Remember, there's no detective here to help Bella out. I brought a clip that shows the dynamic between husband and wife. This scene comes at the start of the second act, and Bella's attitude toward Jack has begun to change. You'll hear how he treats her. Let's listen.
I thought I was ready to join the world again, but I see now that you were right.
What do you mean?
I need more rest, more time.
More time? Yes, that's right, dear.
You know, Jack, it's strange.
What is?
I feel as though each time I begin to get better, to feel more like myself, that's when something happens.
What happens?
Something happens and it all falls apart.
Something happens or you do something?
Ah, yes. Can this marriage be saved? That's Katie Kleeger and Zach Powell. They're in Deceived at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. So tell us about the other two characters, one of whom, it's the housekeeper, right? We heard earlier.
Yes.
And who's the other one?
The other one is also a servant. She's a newly hired maid. The housekeeper, Elizabeth, has worked for this house and in this house so long, she basically came with it when the husband and wife leased it. She's also the kindest person in Bella's new life. Deborah Hazlett plays her as down-to-earth and caring. These are traits that Bella isn't otherwise exposed to. The fourth character, the new maid, is played by M. Whitworth. She plays her as I'd call her a cheeky opportunist. She's a what's-in-it-for-me kind of gal. This was a breakout role for Angela Lansbury. She was 17 years old in the George Cukor movie. And M. Whitworth has some of that same impertinence.
Wow. 17 years old, Angela Lansbury. Wow. That's incredible. I hadn't thought about that. So how would you describe the house where this play takes place? Is the set spooky?
Well, the set for this play certainly could be spooky. I mean, it's an old, creaky, notorious house in foggy London. But that's not really the approach that set designer Daniel Ettinger has taken. At one point, Bella suggests to Elizabeth that this is a nicer house than she or her husband have ever lived in. And that may have influenced Ettinger's elegantly appointed and detailed sitting room, as well as David Burdick's costumes, which are stunning period costumes. I should also mention there are some very nice, spooky-sounding, haunting storm effects just before intermission.
Just before intermission, so be forewarned. So this is actually, Judy, the latest in Everyman's tradition of presenting thrillers at the holiday season. What's the reasoning behind this? This is Vinnie Lancisi's big idea. You know, the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is doing A Christmas Carol, and so are a million other theaters around town. But Vinnie says, nope, we're not going to do Christmas stuff. We're going to do a thriller. He does one every year at this
time.
Yeah,
he does a thriller or a mystery or a whodunit, Agatha Christie or Sherlock Holmes. These are plays without a single sugar plum or reindeer in sight. And at least in part, I believe they're intended to be an antidote to the cloying sweetness and cuteness that tend to crop up during the holidays. Plus, in the case of Deceived, there's a dose of heightened feminism to the play, and that's a very welcome update in this case. That said, Bella's self-actualization seems a little too abrupt, and so does the ending. But if you want a break from candy canes and mistletoe, Deceived isn't a bad diversion.
Indeed, and it's at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore until the 4th of January, just after the new year. So next time we're going to take a little break for the holidays, the new year, and in the new year we're going to take a look at the touring production of Wicked at the Hippodrome, which originated here, I guess, and Wicked for Good, the movie that tells the second half of the plot of the Broadway musical. So that'll be fun.
And there's a big Baltimore connection that I will reveal when we discuss this.
There you go. All right. So tune in then. All right, Judy, thank you so much and happy holidays.
The same to you and all our listeners.
And J. Wynn Russick is the author of Please Write, A Novel in Letters. So that's it for us today here on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, a Midday mini concert with Helicon and friends. They'll be right here in Studio A playing some great world music. So don't miss that.